Thorns, a poetry prompt by Karen Findig. This month's poetry prompt explores the idea of thorns. Abraham Lincoln once said, "We can complain because rose bushes have thorns, or rejoice because thorn bushes have roses." Hope is like a harebell, a poem by Christina Rossetti. Hope is like a harebell trembling from its birth. Love is like a rose, the joy of all the earth. Faith is like a lily, lifted high and white. Love is like a lovely rose, the world's delight. Harebells and sweet lilies show a thornless growth, but the rose with all its thorns excels them both. Like the Apostle Paul, I have repeatedly asked God to remove the thorn of pain from my life. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 12, 7-10, quoting from The Message, "So I wouldn't get a big head, I was given the gift of a handicap, thorn, to keep me in constant touch with my limitations. Satan's angel did his best to get me down. What he did, in fact, was push me to my knees. No danger, then, of walking around high and mighty. At first, I didn't think of it as a gift and begged God to remove it. 3 times I did that, and then he told me, 'My grace is enough. It's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness.' Once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap and began appreciating the gift. It was a case of Christ's strength moving in on my weakness. Now, I take limitations in stride and with good cheer. These limitations that cut me down to size, abuse, accidents, opposition, bad breaks, I just let Christ take over. And so, the weaker I get, the stronger I become." My own poem is sharp with a thorn. Don't Call Me Courageous, a poem by Karen Fendick. Don't call me courageous. That title belongs to those who make a choice to move or take action. Brave? Not me. There is nothing I have done but breathe or gasp, eyes briefly shut till the worst of it passes. Dauntless? No. I have simply survived another moment, another day. I press on, stretch slow, inquire of and lean into my Lord. My petition simple, aching, remove this thorn, or pour out more grace as you will, that I might best serve you. Here are ideas to spark your poem. Is there a thorn you can write about? Perhaps you've been hiding it. What is the shape of it? What is the feel of it? What other things are as sharp as thorns? List them and use them in your poem. Think of the roses in your life. Would you forsake the roses to escape the thorns? Let your words speak directly to the thorn. What would you ask it? What would God say to the thorn? These questions are just to get you started. Sit with the word thorn for a bit. Then allow your words to find their own way. Follow them. And when they find their voice, we invite you to share them in the comments or submit them.